Welcome to an episode of Wake Up San Diego. I mean, Wake Up San Francisco. That's Full House, if you didn't know that.
I've never actually seen Full House.
You've never seen Full House?
Never seen Full House.
What?
I know.
You're not missing much. I'll give you the gist of every episode. DJ fucks up. She does something horrendous.
I don't even know who DJ is.
Okay, well, whatever. Little shithead one, little shithead two, little shithead three fucks up. Take your pick, whichever one fucks up for the week. Then, you know.
But who are the characters? I don't understand the characters.
Then there's their dad, Bob Saget, who is Danny Tanner. And he's,
Wait, Danny Tanner is who?
Okay, well, I can see this is gonna be a whole thing.
I genuinely have never seen this show. I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about.
Let me give you the backstory to Full House.
Okay? I think that's genuinely what I asked for, like,
2 seconds ago. Okay.
Oh, dear God.
So we have Danny Tanner, who's the host of Wake Up San Francisco.
What the hell is Wake Up San Francisco?
It's a morning news show. Yes, I know. People...
Morning news show for what?
For San Francisco. Just local news.
Is this part of the show?
Or it's part of the show. That's his career. This is what Danny Tanner on the show does. Yes.
So the dad's job is a DJ.
He's not so much. He's more like a...
Talk show host. Whatever the fuck.
Remember generic white guy from the Chunky Noodle at San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically him just with a career.
I mean, the guy had a pretty successful...
Well, you know, plug that into any other career newscaster, local news man, generic white guy.
Fair enough.
That's what Danny Tanner...
So that's one character.
And then you have... So here's the backstory. His wife died, and now he's raising these three daughters on their own. However, good old Uncle Joey, played by the wonderful John Stamos.
Absolutely magnificent, man. Absolutely
magnificent. The acting is sublime.
Yeah. Absolute peak acting.
Yes, absolute peak acting. Known as Uncle Jesse, cool uncle. Then there's Uncle Joey.
So who's Uncle Joey?
Uncle Joey is basically the brother-in-laws to Danny Tanner, basically his dead wife's brothers, move in. They're kind of deadbeats. We don't really know what's going on with these two guys. We don't know how they're making money or how they're making ends meet. They don't...
Sounds like a family of prayer.
Yeah, they don't really give us any backstory as to what they actually do.
And nobody was curious?
Nobody was curious or asked... I mean, I had those. I kind of overlooked it. I was like, huh, I guess the uncles don't do anything. Yeah. And I was just like, whatever about it, you know?
It's just the 90s, man. Yeah, deadbeat uncle is the 90s.
It was a wild time.
Everybody partied in the 80s. Yeah.
And there was summer for it in the 90s.
I was
going to
say, sleeping it off in the 90s. I mean, I guess of all places, too, San Francisco. Shit.
Yeah, so anyway, Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse move into this decked-out basement.
As if he already doesn't have enough trouble.
Yeah.
I got three kids and I've got to deal with two deadbeats and their kids. Fucking A.
And then, as the story goes on, well, majority of the story is like, you know, Michelle, did you do this? Insert little, like, you know, Olsen twin 90s cuteness baby bullshit, whatever.
Oh, this is the one played with the Olsen twins?
Yeah. So anyways, and then as the Olsen twins got older, they decided to have Uncle Jesse have his own pair of twins just to keep the show going with that level of cuteness that was going on from before. So to make matters worse, not only did the Steadman's wife, his brothers move in, he goes on to procreate in his house and get married and move in. With his two twins.
Right. I'm going to fuck in your house and I'm going to move in.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ever pay rent.
Oh, don't get me started on Fuller House. Because Fuller House gets way worse.
How does it possibly get worse?
they all move in.
What do you mean they all move in?
His children grow up, they have their own children, but then they just move right back in.
Why?
Danny Tanner raised a bunch of deadbeats. That's what happened.
That's literally, oh my god, an entire family of them. That's miserable.
Yeah. An entire family of deadbeats. And then, now let me sum up every episode. Little Shithead 1, 2, 3, sometimes Joey. 4.
Right.
Take your pick. They'll send them to their room every episode. They go to their room. They go, Danny Tanner explains why they did what was wrong. Little Shithead 1, 2, or 3.
That's every show in the 90s. Every show in the 90s is like this parenting model.
Yeah, and then, but this is literally every episode. It follows the same exact formula every episode. It doesn't deviate. Yes,
that's
once.
Literally the point of and like not, the show. And, that's just, every sitcom has like one small little, or not sitcom, but every show has one
well,
small.
Well, there was thing. A two-parter where they skipped that part because I think Little Shithead. Like the youngest one, the Olsen twins, was in a coma because of a horse riding accident, which somehow they wrote that into one of the season finales, which was amazing to me. Also traumatizing the 5-year-old me watching this.
Okay. Incredible writing.
Yeah. Man. And that's literally every episode. And then every time he goes up there, there's always this little scene where it's like, you're grounded for 3 weeks, Little Shithead. And then Little Shithead 1 gets all smart. Not 2. You want to make it 3? And that's where the show ends. Freeze frame.
So they're just always grounded. So how do they keep getting in trouble if they're always grounded?
I don't know. Because the show always starts back up.
You want to know how?
The following
episode
is 3 weeks after. That's why.
You want to know how? It's because it's just grounding. What the hell is grounding going to do?
Yeah, but then...
Have your parents ever grounded you?
Yeah, seriously, that does nothing.
It's like, excuse me, what? Especially to an immigrant child, you're like, excuse me, grounding what?
You burn down the school? Go to your room. Yeah. We'll discuss your punishment later.
Right. I don't understand it, genuinely. I mean, I understand being supportive, but...
You
having
shot...
no consequences.
You killed terrible, all your really. Classmates in a shooting spree today? Alright, you... I'm taking away your PlayStation. Right.
You're not getting dessert. You're not getting dessert, mister.
Someone's not getting a dessert.
Keep giving me that sass. You're not going to get what?
Yo, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
He burns down the school. He's going home to his mom, giving her sass. She's like, don't sass talk me. I was like, whoa, excuse me, what? You're raising a psycho killer.
Oh my. What is this show?
You've never seen this show?
No, I have. I have not seen this episode, I don't think.
This is It's Always Sunny.
No, I know. I've seen every episode. But I don't remember this one. How early is this one?
This is season one. This is the one where Charlie says he has cancer, but
oh, to fuck the waitress?
Yeah.
Wait, is this one with the tranny?
Yeah, this is the one with the tranny.
Wait, I don't think we can say tranny anymore.
No, you can say tranny.
No,
that's...
you cannot.
Well, I've never heard a tranny say, hey, that's our word. You can't say the T
Well,
word.
I don't think it's necessarily an our word situation. It's not like a claiming their word. I think this is more of like, this isn't offensive.
Maybe they're just taking back its power.
I guarantee you that's not what's happening. I just don't think they like that word.
Well, what are we supposed to say? Transgendered?
I imagine that's the, yes.
The correct vernacular is transgendered, yes.
Actually, I believe the correct vernacular.
On the streets, yeah.
Politically correct terms for dear God.
And then give me like a list. That's somehow worse than me just typing it in Google. Stop suggesting what you want me to write. It's literally like politically correct term for the poor, for mental illness, for mentally challenged,
okay.
For the homeless. Yeah, I'm just like, excuse me, I didn't have any of these questions, but now I want to know.
Politically, yeah. How do you become?
Now I genuinely want to know the politically correct term for homeless.
Yeah.
What?
Who's out there? Like, excuse me? People are getting offended out there. Hey,
it's house challenged. It's home environment challenged.
Dear God, okay. It's called a... Oh, fuck me. It's called a...
Sheltered disabled?
Yeah, sheltered disabled. Social impact glossary. Fuck me.
God damn it. Yeah. That's a glossary?
Exactly.
I didn't...
Oh, fuck. Ageism is the prejudice.
Oh, oh God.
Armchair activism. Description. No, hold on. Description of a speaker or writer who professes radical aims without taking any action. So, like, couch warriors, pretty much. All right. Asexuality. Why is this... What? Why is this defined? Oh, I guess for brand activism. How is this politically correct? Brave space? Oh, dear God.
We need a brave space.
Yeah. Not a safe space. This is a brave space. I'm genuinely curious. Where in students,
I'll
teachers,
tell you what
and citizens
a brave
generally
space is.
Can come, well, I'm about to. I'm reading it.
Oh, you're reading it?
I'm like, I can tell you if you don't. We're in students, teachers, and citizens.
I'll tell you what a brave face is.
I'm actually about to tell you right now. If you don't mind listening for a second. We're in students, teachers, and citizens generally can come together to have hard conversations. So they all have boners? What? And hear each other out, even and especially when that is challenging.
Okay.
That's why they call it a brave space. Cause marketing, kill yourself. CEO activism, a phenomenon in which business leaders engage in political kill yourself. Charity, we know what a fucking charity is. Circular economy, cisgender, dear God. Term for someone who exclusively identifies as their sex assigned at birth.
We're not prejudiced, we're just overwhelmed with all this stuff here. Like this is...
Yeah, I'm just like, sorry, I grew up saying midget. Like, I didn't know we're supposed to say little person.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, like,
yeah,
but I never said it in a negative term. Like, I never...
Conscious bias. Oh my God. Corporate purpose. Fuck you. Corporate social responsibility. Kill yourself. Cradle to cradle. A concept of total recycling through design. Oh, fuck you. Let me see. Disadvantaged communities, really disenfranchised. Very good. Divest, kill yourself. equality, equity. What the fuck do you know?
Your mother's a
food. Food deserts, areas that lack access to affordable fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat milk, and other foods that make up a full and healthy diet. Why can't you just say poor areas? Why do you have to call them food deserts? What the fuck is this? That's insulting. This is a food. It's a desert over here in terms of food. Like, fuck you, bitch. Just call
like
it poor area and give us food. Like, what the hell is this?
They're just trying to be animated here.
A food desert. What do you imagine when you see a food desert?
Just
when
say
you
poor.
Yeah, exactly.
Broke.
The word food desert. What imagery is that instilling in you?
I see an actual desert.
Exactly.
Full of food.
Which is literally what there's. Yeah, it's literally full of food. All right. You know what?
You said food desert.
Go fuck yourself. Global citizen is someone who's aware of and understands the wider world and their place in it.
Okay, you see a food. I see a desert full of food.
You're really hung up on this. Interesting. Okay. Food desert.
It's just interesting the way you see it, the way I see it.
Because the genuine definition of it is areas that lack access of affordable fruit.
But in my mind,
in your mind,
thinking,
it is the most like
it is someone
supple,
having a feast.
Yeah, it is like the most like supple homeless. Like, what the fuck? You're like the fucking like the promised land of the like the fucking the Old Testament speaks about.
Yeah,
flowing with like milk and honey. No, dude, this is areas that lack access to all of this.
Yeah, we've all had
even
dinner
to low-fat milk.
We've all had dinner in Dubai, okay?
Dude, I love how politically correct this is, because they have to specify that they don't get access to low-fat milk. Like, oh God, they have whole milk. What a catastrophe! They have whole milk.
This is an outrage.
I guarantee you, there's like a petition. Outside like a Whole Foods.
Oh my God.
Holy fuck.
This is an outrage.
Oh man, all right. Global heating? What happened to global warming? Recommended term replacement for global warming? Oh my God.
But wait, what?
Yeah.
What are they recommending?
This is a recommended term replacement.
Oh.
For global warming. So instead of global warming, we're going to call it global heating.
What? We got to keep up with the times.
Yeah. Heterosexism, the presumption that everyone is and should be heterosexual. All right.
heterosexual.
Human rights, they're going to explain to me what human rights are. Identity politics.
You come down to North Korea and I'll show you some real human rights
right there. I'll show you some human rights violations.
I'll show you some human rights.
Impact assessment. Are you fucking kidding me? The process of identifying the future consequences of a current or proposed action? You mean like, you mean planning ahead? You mean understanding that every... What? Why does this have to be defined? The process of identifying the future consequences. So thinking about your actions, that's literally what they're defining. They have to put a term for what your mom told you to do. Think about what you're doing before you do it. Like, they're like, oh, you know what? We're going to call this impact assessment. Are you fucking kidding me? Somebody got paid to write this. I guarantee you somebody got paid to put this glossary together.
Somebody most definitely did.
Let's start over. Impact consulting. Kill yourself. Impact economy, twin forces of supply and demand. How does this have to do anything with political correctness?
Twin forces of supply and demand?
Yeah. Impact outcome, impact relations, a discipline of communication that influences positive social and environmental impact. Are you guys fucking retarded? Inclusion, here we go. In the context of workplace, oh my god. Intersectionality, the complex cumulative way in which the effects of multiple forms of discrimination combine, overlap, or intersect. Dear God.
This is just obnoxious.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for peace and love. Like, I'm doing acid. But I mean, come on. Do we have to be such pussies about it?
Mobilization, the action of organizing and encouraging a group to go fuck yourself. How about that?
Look, I will go to Woodstock non-binary. Just as much as the next hippie one.
Oh, God. Non-binary, people whose gender is not male or female use many different terms to describe themselves. None of these terms mean exactly the same thing.
It's really meant to confuse you even more.
I'm genuinely confused, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't understand why there's a difference
between... Slacktivism is the practice of supporting a political or social cause by means such as social media or online petitions.
But honestly, this is why kids today have so much anxiety. It's social because we're justice. All walking around on eggshells over here.
Do we even remember what we were looking for? The definition of
trans people.
Yeah, that's right. Transgender, encompassing term of many gender identities of those who do not identify or exclusively identify with their sex assigned at birth. Dear God.
I'm not going to say all that.
The term transgender is not indicative of gender expression, sexual orientation, hormonal makeup, physical anatomy, or how one is perceived in daily life. Then how? What?
Do I have to recite this every time I meet one or introduce one?
No, I just don't understand then. If it's not indicative of anything, then why is the term used?
It's...
Comment with your thoughts, y'all, because I'm genuinely curious.
I'm also genuinely
curious. Okay, Two-Spirit is a First Nations term. I don't even know what the fuck a First Nations mean, but I imagine it means...
Well, aren't we part of the Nation of the Cross?
I have no idea.
Is that even a thing?
What even is that?
I'm
not looking that up. We're already on this.
He's going to look that up. I would like you guys to...
I said I'm not looking that up.
No, he's going to look up the whole... I feel like they just took things...
Ugh. Water stress is water stress occurs when the demand for water exceeds
water
the
available.
occurs when the demand for water exceeds the available volume during a certain period or when poor quality restricts its use. I don't understand how all of that had to do with political correctness. Like, I literally, none of that was politically correct. And none of that helped me with the poor, the mentally challenged, the homeless, the deaf, the special needs, the disabled, the gender, or the diversity.
You know, I'm starting to get the feeling that a lot of these people who put these terms out there just want to hear themselves talk.
110%.
Yeah.
They write dissertations and read them themselves.
Yeah. Like, I'm all for inclusion and calling people what they want to be called. Like, that's fine. You only live once. Live it however you want. But, I mean, this is just too much. It's way too much.
No, I don't mind all that. I just...
When did we become such a society of pussies?
No, that's see, I don't mind all that. None of that bothers me. My problem... or not my problem. But when it becomes a problem for me is when I'm just, like, genuinely not trying to hurt somebody's feelings or I'm not trying to mislabel...
But they are genuinely offended.
Or I'm not, trying to, like, do something.
Yeah,
and somebody gets offended.
But then
it, like, completely escalates the situation in a manner that doesn't... I'm just like, you... you've turned what could have been like a learning situation or like a learning scenario into a very
well, some people
distasteful kind of, you know, output for the rest of the world.
Well, when people assume my race, I tend to.
What do they assume?
I tend to go off the rails.
What do they assume?
Well, they tend to assume that I am of, you know, Native American.
Really?
I get Native American a lot. They come to me like, Navajo?
Who's asking you these questions? I guarantee you, there's...
I've been mistaken for a Sioux, a Navajo.
By who? Other Native Americans?
Cherokee.
It's like other Native Americans are like, yeah, what tribe? It's like gangs. They're like, what tribe are you from? They run up on you with like a fucking hatchet. What tribe are you from? Oh, man. I'm gonna scalp you. I'm gonna scalp you, Holmes.
You can't be scalping those tickets in our town, is it? Without paying a tax.
If anybody's getting scalped, we're getting a tax.
Oh, man. The Native American community is going to hate us so much after this.
To be fair, I can't imagine they liked us before.
Well, I mean, we weren't. It's not like we did anything. Well, they can't hate us more than they hate Americans in general for pushing them out of the land.
I mean, I'm fairly good at gambling. But, I've taken a good amount of casino money.
There's a target on your head. I feel like right when you said that, there was like some red light.
You just see the sniper.
The sniper.
All of a sudden, you're asleep, half sack, huh? I'm a fucking bitch. Dead asleep in the middle of the
half sack's been
dude,
working.
Look at him. He's fucking dead asleep.
Yo, how crazy would it be if, like, 10 years from now, the, like, feds busted in, and then as it turns out...
That would not be crazy. I'd be not happy at all.
Well, can I finish?
Yeah.
But turns out, Hapsack was an undercover agent. Like, he was an informant this whole time. He was a narc.
Informing on what? He's dead asleep, and he eats grass.
You believe that act? Yes. Like, he walks in, he's like, you didn't believe that good boy act, did
you? You believe that vegetarian bullshit. Yeah. You believe they couldn't get it up? You believe I wasn't humping these bitches? She just brings in like two girls. It's like two girls just randomly come in.
Book it, boys.
Yeah. Oh, man. I could. You know, I believe it. No,
that's definitely a good skit idea.
Hapsack has an undercover police dog.
Like, he busts us after like 10 years.
he's done more drugs than any of us. He's like, book him.
Book him.
I'm gonna go to rehab. Can you imagine? Book him, boys. I'm gonna go to rehab. I'm done with this shit.
I have to get too old for this shit.
You're fucking four. Hapsack, you're four.
It's not good for your heart at this age.
You need to retire, Hapsack.
You need to retire.
You're not a young pup anymore. You're three. You think about retirement.
Get you out of the time.
Settle down with one of these poodles. Having little pups. Settle down. It's time for you to grow old, Hapsack.
But he's like, it's just that one case that haunts him. He's like, yeah. I'll retire when I bust these sons of bitches.
Oh, man. I could totally see Hapsack.
20 like years, I've been on the case. 20 say, years.
Yeah, he's definitely like an 80s detective. Down his fucking haircut, dude. God damn it.
I'm just imagining him with like a bowl cut wearing like the police uniform. The 80s.
I don't
like,
know why.
Him.
Every time I see Hapsack, I always imagine him with the big ass cigar in his mouth. I don't know. That's just his like aesthetic. It's just like a big ass cigar in his mouth.
A cigar and like a Hugh Hefner robe.
Dude, that should be our logo for season 2. Lamentations of Social Distance.
We should make Hapsack.
Hapsack with like a cigar and a Hugh Hefner robe.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's a good idea.
That'd be pretty sick.
Maybe we could add like slick back hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would actually be really good.
Hapsack as the Godfather.
Yeah.
Dude, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Oh, God, look at him.
Yeah. Nobody's going to believe he's the Godfather.
God, dude, he's fucking dreaming about grass. What the fuck is wrong with
sweet,
him?
Delicious grass.
Yeah. He's literally munching in his sleep. Like, yeah. God, dude, he's so
he's
fat.
Probably sitting there thinking about, like, I'm going to retire and go to the savannas. Yeah. We have sweet, delicious savanna grass.
Dude,
Dude, I just had like a very like Lenny moment with him. He's like, I'm gonna retire in my rabbits. Just like shoot half sec. I don't know why that thought just came to my mind. He's like, I'm gonna retire and tend to the rabbits. And he's like, yeah, half sec, yes you are. Boom. Oh. Yeah. Fuck. That fucked up my whole day. God damn it. I'm sad.
Well, that's how the movie ends. After he busts us, there's a huge shootout.
Yeah.
And then there's like this dramatic scene.
Yeah.
When he's finally retired, boss. Yeah. I'm gonna see Martha.
Yeah. Martha, I'm coming, baby.
Yeah. I'm gonna be with you, baby.
Can you imagine? He's like, who the fuck is Martha? I've been with you for 40 years. There has never been a Martha. Can you imagine? He's like, shut up, Jensen. I need this. Yeah. Yeah.
Martha was the first hooker I fucked from the 70s. Yeah. She was my baby. Disappeared.
Oh, crack, God.
Took her.
Snoring. He's not thinking shit.
He's probably,
I guarantee you, there is zero thoughts that runs through his head the entire
time. You don't think he ever tells the other dogs, I'm going to ride this show pony to the top?
Do you think he even knows what's going on?
I'm pretty sure he has some sort of self-awareness.
I genuinely don't think Half-Sec has any sort of awareness of anything.
He probably is thinking, these guys are just whoring me out. Yeah. Fucking Instagram page. Yeah. Just making me look like such a good boy. Right. Yeah, fuck these guys.
Getting none of the image rights, yeah. None of the royalties.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just a show pony. Yeah.
Woof, woof, motherfucker. Yeah. Woof, woof.
Yeah. Yeah, you want me to be a good boy? Yeah, who's the good boy? I'm the good boy. Woof, woof.
Oh, man.
I want out of my contract.
Yeah. Dude, that's another skit idea. Yeah. Fucking agent for dogs. My client wants out of his skin. He's like, woof, woof. I mean, he actually wants. He corrects him. That'd be dope, dude. That's a good one.
Like some scummy, like, dog agent comes up to him, like, behind the scenes, like, listen, I feel like you got a lot of wasted talent here. Yeah. Look, I can take you to places, baby.
Oh, God, he's gonna become like a heroin hooker.
Yeah, then he's, yeah. Then he's gonna be like San Juan. He's gonna have some name like San Juan or something. San Juan thinks I can do better.
Oh, God.
He wants to renegotiate the contract. Suddenly he's in a domestically violent situation that we have to rescue him out of.
Oh, God, that would totally be him, though. 100%. Look at him. He does not have a survival instinct in him.
No, I'm his survival instinct. He looks to me for food.
That genuinely scares me.
Well, I feel like he...
Do you think it scares him?
I mean, trust him. It probably terrifies him every day. Yeah. He's like, these motherfuckers... Yeah. Maybe he was, like, thinking this whole thing was going to be different. He's like, man, I thought I was going to come out here. Right. I was going to learn how to fit, hunt... Fish, fend on my own, and be on my own. Right. I didn't know I was going to be 6 months with these assholes.
Right. Woof, woof. Is that all you want? Yeah. Woof, woof. Woof, woof.
Yay.
What's been your best favorite memory of Half-Sec?
My favorite memory of Half-Sec.